Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Anteen. I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, January 6th, ending Sunday, January 12th, and yes, it's 2025. The first thing that happens this week is at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday morning, and that's Mars retrograding back into Cancer. And this is also the day that we in the United States would theoretically be having our certification of election results, the presidential election. So here comes a shift backwards, a shift backwards to the sign Mars was in around the time of the election, at the election, and it was still having issues with Pluto and Capricorn, right? So, from Cancer, yes. So, there it is, going backwards. Mars is aggression, anger, motivation, passion, all of those things. And Cancer is about the people of a country. It is our family in our home, but it is the family of the nation, is the people of the country. So there's something that's going to start bringing up a lot of action and a lot of anger and a lot of aggression and stuff like that as we get going with the retrograde Mars in Cancer. And it's retrograde, so it's back over the stuff that's been going on. Okay, so we'll see how it manifests. And we also have an early morning aspect, 8:56 a.m. That is Mercury in Sagittarius square Neptune in Pisces. Yes, this is trouble with travel, trouble with communications due to weather, due to confusion. But it's also a Mercury seeking truth and maybe dealing with foreign places and having to get through the issues of perhaps false information or inaccurate information. And so there's a lot of early morning strange stuff going on. And the moon is in Aries, and it is giving us a sextile, which is very nice, helpful opportunity to go back Jupiter retrograde in Gemini over information, communications, and things that we have understood. 11:38 a.m., this is happening. Okay. But for most people, it will perhaps be positive. And if you were looking for when can I get back in touch with so-and-so, that would be a good time frame once you get past, like, say, 9 a.m. and the Mercury square to Neptune. All right, so once we have that happy contact, it will be a moon in Aries going to square the sun in Capricorn until 6:56 p.m. It's kind of a day that's presenting a lot of aspects that look like arguments may be taking place. And rules and regulations may be, you know, that's a Capricorn area. And people are challenging, perhaps, certain things. So this is going to be that period in the afternoon here in Eastern Time where you're not in good shape if you're approaching an authority, and you shouldn't really try to push anybody with your Aries. It's got to happen today, you know, or yesterday would have been even better. You know, impatient moon. It's also, you know, it's an interesting thing because it's a mutual reception. It's not an aspect, but it's a mutual reception today, because the moon is the ruler of Cancer and Aries is the ruler, is where Mars rules. So, you know, that whole energy of irritate is there. It's just there. So we have to say that's an afternoon to be aware of not trying to overassert yourself, or authorities are getting hit pretty hard that day. So now, 6:56 p.m., that's over. We are now in the second quarter lunar phase. It's a different phase coming in. We have a half moon in the sky that night. And this is when we supercharge our attempts to get things to happen for us and our things that we have to get done and to succeed. So Aries Moon wants to go after those things as it takes us into that second quarter phase. And that's the phase that will take us to the full moon, which will happen next Monday, and that will be a Cancer full moon because the sun is still in Capricorn, right? So, energy's building, and it's good for us if we want to get things done and we want to, you know, start implementing some of the things that were on our list of things to do in 2025. So now, after 7 p.m. Eastern, you get another great time to try and reach or communicate or travel even. Moon in Aries trine Mercury in Sagittarius. And this goes all the way to Tuesday afternoon at 3:49 p.m. There will be a lot of action, a lot of communicating, a lot of information, and again, maybe a lot of travel as well going on under this fiery moon in Aries, gaining in light, trining Mercury in fire of expansion, Sagittarius. And the moon will end its transit of Aries on Tuesday after it squares Mars in Cancer until 4:16 p.m. So there is a boom, some kind of a bang with that aspect. Even though they're mutual reception, as I mentioned, Mars understands Aries and the moon understands Cancer, but it's still going to be a challenge with, you know, impatience and anger and wanting to get something to happen, and this retrograde Mars in Cancer, where the anger energy may be contained and be bottled up. You know, the passive aggressive can do things under that type of energy, you know, and get you absolutely crazy. And the easiest person to get crazy is the Moon in Aries people, because they react boom, because the Moon is instantaneous reaction. So stick a pin in one sometime and see what happens. The moon will now slow down a bit when it enters Taurus at 5:11 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. And it will, however, make a square to Pluto in Aquarius until 7:22 p.m. So we're on a roll, I'll say, until 7:22 p.m. on Tuesday. Lots will have happened. You know, there may be financial issues going on. Who's going to be in power in the future? Issues going on. And then after that, we get finally a break. And it's not a negative break. It's a good break. It's being able to relax while the moon in Taurus is sextile Venus, ruler of Taurus, in Pisces from about 7:30 p.m. until 2:23 a.m. on Wednesday. Ah, big sigh. That can be very romantic, and that can also be a great night for a candle-lit meal, even if it's just you having it. Very gentle, very soft energy. Lovely for creative and, you know, pleasure. the moon will continue in a good way in Taurus, just not quite as soft, on Wednesday until 6:57 p.m. when it sextiles Saturn in Pisces. That will be very helpful for Saturn in Pisces, who is worried and skeptical and doesn't know if any of the structures are there to support. Moon and Taurus will be saying, yes, they are. And in the meantime, at 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Mercury shifted signs, entering practical, serious, studious Capricorn. So we are now in the let's see how we can get this organized in the career, public life, reputation, all of this is important to Capricorn. All right, the rules and regulations, the methods that are tried and true. So we're in this energy of wanting to get things done that will be successful, and now we've got that Mercury who's really going to want to think about those things and how to do it right. Okay, so then we get the sextile from Moon to Saturn. And then, I haven't seen this in too long, the beautiful aspect of Moon trine Sun. And this is in the Earth energies, Moon in Taurus, trine Sun in Capricorn, all the way from 7 p.m. on Wednesday to 1:53 a.m. on Thursday, you've got the evening with the harmony of the lights. And this is important because it is from within you, not just in the outer expression, but also expresses in outer world. But this moon in Taurus has that instinctive need and feeling to be keeping things preserved, you know, holding down, you know, the change, please, taking care of the physical, material matters of life, and relaxing. You know, the bull doesn't always charge. You know, you have to really get it upset before it takes a shot at you. And the sun in Capricorn is helping stabilize. So it's grounded. We're in the root chakra with this harmony of the light. So maybe we will survive, you know, that kind of energy. So it also goes out to people that you're dealing with. So if you want to have a good evening, Wednesday is a great evening. Especially if you want to go out for dinner and then spend some time with somebody, it'll be working for you. However, Thursday morning, the moon in Taurus is going to join retrograde Uranus at 9 a.m. So here's where the what surprise happens. Oh no, not another geophysical whatever. Yeah, possibly another geophysical whatever, and issues that happen with money and values and some kind of change is in the realm. If it's not in your personal realm, it's in some realm, and you will probably know about it. However, the moon in Taurus will go into another soft, lovely energy as it sextiles Neptune and Pisces until 3:46 p.m. Oh, this is a great time to chant, get your chakras rebalanced, listen to soothing music, be creative, and just, again, relax. Just relax. It will speed up a little bit when the moon sextiles retrograde Mars in Cancer at 5:50 p.m., but not that much, and it's very food-oriented, it would seem, or securing the home is another thing you could see with this moon sextile Mars in retrograde in Cancer, 5:50 p.m. We go void, of course, with that energy, and then the moon enters Gemini, 8:07 p.m. And we'll make it, this is completely different now. We're in mental land. Now we're not as grounded. We're up in the mind. And we are going to have a trine to Pluto in Aquarius, 10:24 p.m. What a what will the future bring? We're looking for information. We want to see things and hear things and understand what's transforming and how we are going to be affected by it, because, yes, we're trying to do something, again, get something done. So 10:24 p.m., and then we have, unfortunately, got a square coming for the Moon in Gemini, and that's to Venus in Pisces, and that will complete on Friday at 9:18 a.m. Eastern. So here you could have some very different ways of communicating. The love nature of Venus in Pisces and the values and all of that is very, you know, nebulous. And it certainly doesn't want to have a lot of conversation about everything. It will swim behind the coral reef, and it won't come out until you stop. You must remember this. It's just a very uncomfortable thing for Venus in Pisces. Don't ask questions right now. You won't get any answers. And it's not like there's going to be arguments or anything like that. It's just very different style. But perking up, Moon in Gemini goes to join retrograde Jupiter until 5:01 p.m. So now we can have as much conversation and communication as we want and overload. And it can be things we already know, or we're looking for something we found, information that would help us now. Okay, very possible for that to happen and be positive. And for us to feel optimistic, which is certainly a wonderful thing these days. Moon, however, will square Saturn after this until 10:15 p.m. that evening. So you're way up and you're going way down because you're being challenged. You want to spread the news, but the skeptical mind is out there. The fearful mind is resisting. And if you're traveling, the cold water is a problem in some form or other. Could be some obstacles and delays out there in any form of travel. After 10:15 p.m., we will be still in that Saturn energy, but we don't have the last aspect for Moon in Pisces until 7:03 p.m. on Saturday. So we might get a little break in the middle, you know, where we're not dealing with the downer and feeling and being brought down by it. But soon we're moving towards the square to Neptune. And that's what comes in at 7:03 p.m. on Saturday the 11th, which is a day that astrologers are looking at also, the 11th and the 12th. As being okay, something's being revealed. What could it be? Well, you won't know until it is. And then there's a little break, a void, of course, until the Moon enters Cancer at 11:24 p.m. on Saturday, and that's going straight for the opposition to Mercury in Capricorn. 9:53 a.m. on Sunday the 12th, which is when the nodes shift. So here we have a challenge between our feelings and our thinking mind, you know, between our instincts and what seems to be practical. So if it's you within, it could be you going back and forth within, Or it could be somebody who's, you know, being Moon in Cancer while you're busy trying to be Mercury in Capricorn and vice versa. So we have Mars trine Neptune until 4:16 p.m. That's going to bring in some memories of when things looked pretty good. You know, there was good feelings, and this is also happening while Moon in Cancer is going into its trine to Venus in Pisces until 4:56 p.m. Nice. Being with people feels good. And, you know, share your love with food because it's the Moon in Cancer. And your Venus in Pisces, people might, you know, feel like having a little seafood even. But not necessarily, but, you know, it is the ocean, Pisces. Moon in Cancer, after this, trines Saturn in Pisces. And that's where we leave this week, because that aspect doesn't come in until 2:30 a.m. on Monday, the 13th, which is when the full moon arrives. There'll be another aspect before it gets there, but it comes in at 5:27 p.m. Eastern. So next week, of course, there'll be that to discuss. And also the sun is going to shift signs on the 19th and move into the static electricity of Aquarius. All right, so we have something right at the beginning, something right at the end, and it looks to me, as I'm scanning this information here, that nobody else is changing signs, or, you know, there's no other thing, so there'll be two things, and I'll try and get it all on one podcast, and I'll lead in with the moon, full moon, next week. So, there are things going on, definitely. This will be a very interesting week, as they say. And I wish you, as always, all the best with it. And I'll say goodbye for now.